Okay, good morning, everybody. Well, it's morning here, so I don't know when you're watching this video, but it's good morning. I'm so excited to go on this video today to share with you everything that I've been in conversations with clients for the past probably week now. And it's been something that I'm really, really passionate about, and it's something that I totally believe in as I watch it happening time and time again. So I have a little notepad with me here on all the things that we're going to be talking about today. And I just can't wait. So let's dive right in. Okay. So what I want to talk to you about today is about business, building a business on intuition. And this is something that I do with my own business. And this is something that I have applied and tested. And it's something that I've seen time and time again with many of my clients. And like, it's people think that they just need more strategies until they just spent so much money and investment on buying this strategy and that strategy. That's when they realized, holy shit, I don't need another strategy. What I really, really need is actually the inner work, the energetic alignment behind the strategy. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is why strategy alone does not work and you actually need energetic alignment. Next thing we're going to talk about is radical self-authority. So here's something that I see happen very common, and I've seen it with myself, I've seen it with my clients, I've seen it with many, many people in this industry. And while talking about this industry, coaching industry alone, but we can even expand that, right? Like to society, this is a very common theme. And unless people do the inner work on it, it will not be an automatic thing. So it's about radical self-authority. It's about being your own authority, taking your power back and being in charge. So we're gonna talk about that. And this ties into talking about being in, yeah, being in charge, being in your own power, taking your power back, not externalizing, outsourcing your power out. Because when you do that, you end up finding yourself in this like really icky, bad place, downward spiral, and you continually look for solutions outside of you. So we're going to talk and dive deep about that, because that is a conversation that I have a lot with my clients. So I want to spill it all out in this video here for you. Yeah, so in that conversation, on that topic, we'll talk about radical ownership as well, because this is really, really important. When talking about radical ownership, taking decisions or making decisions in your life, in your business, that really expands you, okay? And radical ownership is at the foundation, at the base of all of it. I'm going to dive deep into talking about why strategies alone just do not work and you do need the energetic alignment behind it. So we're going to dive super deep into that. And in that topic, we're going to also talk about why results don't just happen based on strategies, but they entirely happen based on your energetic alignment. So I'm really excited today. I feel like I'm speaking really, really fast because I'm just so excited and passionate. So I'm going to take a sip of this big water bottle and then we're going to dive right in. Okay, so a lot of people are going to completely disagree with me on this, and I don't care, because this is what I find works for me, and this is what I find all my clients need when it comes to this work. So first of all, building a business based on intuition. Have you heard many of those stories about entrepreneurs, right? Like successful entrepreneurs building their business without having a business degree. So those stories really fascinate me, because when you really think about a business degree or like a business education, what you're learning is you're learning theories, you're learning strategies, business strategies, right? But a lot of the times when you listen to these really successful entrepreneurs, what they talk about is they talk about following this like calling, following this, they call it intuition, right? Really trusting themselves, following that calling, that intuition, the voice that tells them what to do. And here's the thing, when it comes to the coaching industry and investing in business programs, what I have found missing is a lot of the times business programs teach 100% based on strategies and nothing based on energetic alignment. And so what ended up happening that I see within myself, or I see with a lot of my clients, or even most of my clients, is that they learn the strategies, and then because they haven't done the energetic work, either it doesn't feel right for them, they don't continue with the strategy, they don't pursue it, or they just so focus on executing on the strategies, like on and on and on, and they don't even see the results. And that is all because there is a lack of energetic alignment behind it. Okay, so let's talk about what is actually energetic alignment. Energetic alignments, you know, it's kind of like a fancy term, and I want to break it down. So it's basically, let's take the first example. So if somebody learns a business strategy and they're not executing on it, or they feel blocked, they feel stuck, they feel like they can't do it. First things first, when we look at energy, what I look at is, let me see what is going on internally, right? So let's take my client from yesterday's example. She had taken a lot of business strategies, had spent 1 year learning all the business strategies, and she was still stuck in creating her content. And she's like, I don't know why I'm stuck in creating content, right? You know, my coaches teach me to create an offer, to write copywriting. But for some reason, I'm just not doing it. And I don't want to do anything. I feel unmotivated. You know, I learn all the strategies, but what the hell? Like, I'm not moving forward in my business. And she paid a lot of money for the business strategies. So when I looked deeper into what was going on with her, I saw that, okay, listen, this is no longer about strategies anymore. This is now about you taking your authority back. So when I examined her energy, immediately I saw that she has a pattern of externalizing authority outside of her. So constantly looking for solutions or answers, guidance, what to do outside of herself. And so I told her, listen, the inner work at this point, in order to move your business forward and in order for you to create content that you really like, you have to start taking your power back. Now, I know it doesn't sound like any strategy that you learn that's just like, okay, create this type of content, A, B, C, D, right? That's just the surface level of the situation. When we look really deeply into the situation, we can see that the reason why she is not moving forward is because she is still looking for someone else to tell her what to do. She doesn't fully feel safe within herself to execute on what feels right for her. Now, the thing is, she can execute on all the strategies that she had learned, or she can execute on the strategies that comes from within herself, that comes from her own authority. It doesn't matter. But the first step is to take radical ownership, to take radical self-authority back, for her to be in her power, to have that like life force in her, in order to actually move her business forward, and in order to, you know, really be the face of her coaching business, in order to lead clients and share her story and share her mission in the world. So you see, like, at the surface level, a business coach can say, okay, well, maybe there are just some fears that are holding you back. You know, just do affirmations, just overcome the fear, just do it, or try this type of content instead. But these are simply, you know, treating the symptoms. Like, they're just, let's say, like, put a Band-Aid on something. It is temporary solution, seemingly solution, but they're not actually solutions, because what ends up happening is, let's say she tries different strategy, it can only happen and go for so long. If she just thinks that, oh, it's just a fear and I just have to do affirmation and overcome the fear, that again can only last for so long, because deep inside, the work that needs to be done is radical self-ownership, taking authority back, being in your power, being in your own authority, to make decisions, to move your business forward, to be the CEO of your business. That was the real work. And, you know, when I mentioned that to her, like literally a light bulb just went off her head. And she's like, oh my God, yes. And she even said, you know, I'm done listening to what people are telling me to do, what mentors and coaches are telling me to do. I want to be the one that tells myself what I want to do. I want to be the one that is leading my business. I want to be the leader and I want to take charge. And I was like, yes, this is the inner work, you know? And that's what we talk about when we talk about energetic alignment, right? That's just one aspect of energetic alignment. Another, because, okay, listen, in the industry, when people talk about energetic alignment, they usually talk about being an energetic match to your next desire. But like when you listen to that, you're like, okay, what does that really mean, right? It just sounds like it's very theoretical. But I usually take that and apply it in a very practical situation, uniquely to that person, very personalized. So that's what you see, you know, in this case study that I share with you, is becoming an energetic match to her next desire, which is to move her business forward, which is to create more content that she feels so good about. The energetic match, the way to get there, is the work of going, coming back to her power, taking back her self-authority, her self-leadership, her self-ownership, right? So that's energetic alignment. So this stuff is deep work, and it's not just about doing affirmation. It's not just about, like, you know, rewiring your beliefs. Like, these things help, but they're not at the deeper level surface, at the deeper level, because they're still kind of just scratching the surface. So when we look super deep, we can see that, you know, the when our energy is being externalized, when we outsource our power, when we give our energy away, when we outsource our power, our authority, what happens is we are constantly looking for answers and solutions outside of ourselves. We're waiting for a mentor or a coach to tell us what to do. We become followers instead of actually being the leaders in our business and in our mission. And so what ends up happening is when you do that over time and over time, you actually create this energy of victimization. You feel that, you know, you're not in your power. You feel it kind of victimized by what is outside of you, right? So if you don't create the results, you feel like, you know, like it's a strategy. Something is wrong. Like you victimize the situation in the sense of you feel like you're not able to make this work. You start to blame yourself. You feel like you're doing something wrong. You feel like you're, you know, making a huge mistake. But the actual work is to flip that all around and see that it's actually about taking your power back. And yes, you can learn all of the strategies, but how I usually take it is all the strategies are simply inspirations and guidance. And if you like it, you can apply it. You can try it on and see if it fits you. But if you don't, and if nothing that you've heard that works for you, then it's time for you to go inside, find your own creativity, find your own inspiration. And from that place of self-authority, you then execute on what your creativity, your intuition tells you to create. So this is what it means by building a business based on intuition. It's not based on strategy. And here's the thing, I'm not, you know, saying leave all the strategies behind. What I'm saying is to prioritize the energetic alignment, you being in authority, you being in that leadership position. And from that place, you can pick and choose the strategy, or you can create your own strategies based on your own creativity and inspiration. But the really key piece is to be in your energetic alignment when it comes to self-authority and ownership and being in your own power. Okay. So another thing that I want to touch on this is trusting the power within you. Because here's the thing, the reason why people outsource their power is not because they consciously want to, right? Like, this is like an unconscious process. But the reason why people outsource their power is because they trust something else outside of them, right? They trust the success that some other person have already created for their own life. They trust the success that they see outside of them. But when it comes to, especially like being coaches and being intuitive business owners or intuitive entrepreneurs and soulful entrepreneurs, the key thing is that we have to know that we are very, that's my mindfulness bell. The thing is that we have to know that we are very soul driven. We are very intuitive. We are very, how do you say, self-aware internally. And so there is a reason for that. And there is a power and strength and gift for that. And what we do, what we must do is we must go inside and actually tap that energy and unlock it and bring it out. So I was actually meditating like probably the other day somewhere near the regional park here in BC. And I was closing my eyes and I literally thought to myself, isn't it amazing that, you know, I am created by this life force energy that creates the mountains around me, that creates the trees and the birds and the grass and everything around me? Like, isn't that amazing that this life force is the same life force that created me and created everything around me? And this is the life force that I hold inside of me. So why wouldn't I trust this creative life force to help me channel different ideas, different inspiration, different directions in my business? Why is it that I feel like I have to externalize, outsource my power and, you know, just try to apply strategies that don't work for me? So this was a huge realization, and this actually changes how I operate my business, because by this point, I have already paid a lot for business coaching and strategies, and I just felt like it wasn't working, you know. And it's funny because I knew that from the start. I was teaching my clients even way before this whole journey, but I kind of felt like I had to go on it myself again in order to really confirm this belief, you know. Because I knew that before too, but it was just like, I just did it again to learn something deeper. And yes, you know, after that it's confirmed, and I see it with my clients too, is it's like, it's not about trusting a strategy outside of you, because listen, like everybody has their own energetic blueprint. When we look at human design, when we look at our energetic blueprint, when we look at our like just personality and different things that work differently for us, we see that each strategies work differently for each people or each person. So the key here is to actually like to not try to fit yourself into someone else's strategy, but is actually to trust the creative life force that exists inside of you that is able to guide you to create and manifest and build things in this life, right? Like you carry that creative life force in order to channel, to create, to manifest things externally, including your mission, your business, and everything. Okay. I feel like we literally just talked about everything. Like that was just a deep dive, like super quick. Okay, so I think we're good. I think we're good for today. It's like, oh my God, I look at the list and I'm like, I literally talked about everything. So let's finish off with tips on what to do if you understand everything that I say and you know that the strategies you're currently applying or you're learning, things like that aren't working for you. Here's what to do. First of all, work with an energetic coach, somebody who understands energy, somebody who works with you on a very personalized basis, like one-on-one, so that you can unlock what is inside of you. And so that you can, you know, really like be in deep connection with that creative life force that actually guides you into manifest and create things on the external world. So first of all, really work with like an energetic coach, because here's the thing, like sometimes we don't know what we don't know and we cannot see what we cannot see. We have blind spots. So trying to do it yourself is, I would say, not smart. I've never done it myself. I have my own coaches that I go to that they help me see things that I don't see. And also when I do group trainings, when I go, you know, like doing meditation trainings, retreat, things like that, I'm in an environment where I have guidance to help me unlock it. So I would really suggest to not try to solve this by yourself, because you cannot see things that you cannot see, right? Like your own blind spots. So to work with a coach, an energetic coach specifically, not not somebody who just teaches you strategy, but somebody who works with your energy. They understand you on a very personalized level. They can read you. They can see and understand your history and who you are and where you're going. They can see your potential. That's really important. Work with somebody who can see your potential in blind spots that maybe you cannot see. So that's really important. And another thing is to really start observing, like observing where are you giving your power and outsourcing your authority away? In which moment are you doing that? Because when you start observing and when you start to have awareness around that, you can start to take your power back. So maybe it's energetic boundaries, emotional boundaries, or maybe it's how you're always seeking for solutions outside of yourself instead of, you know, coming within and say, what is it that I actually want to do? How do I actually want to run my business? How do I actually want to create content? And then the last thing I would say is to really like work with your own energy. And this is a little bit, you know, difficult if you've never done it before. So that's why I suggest if you're new or if you're not like fully experienced, then to hire an energetic coach so that they can kind of guide you and teach you a lot of the practices. But the third step is really for somebody who, let's say, is like more advanced and they've done a lot of energetic work, is to like start to work with your energy and like come into, you know, this meditative state and really observe your energy and use the practices that you've learned to transform certain energies, certain blockages. So you can do that. You can do that on your own. A lot of the times I find that it's quicker to work with a coach because they can just, you know, in a snap, like snap you out like that and show you what's going on. But, you know, like if you wanted to explore it on your own, then of course apply, you know, the practices that you've learned when it comes to working with your energy and come back within and to really examine and take back your self-authority when it comes to, you know, running your business and creating content. So that's, I believe, is everything for today. It's been amazing. It's been, you know, such a enriching, like a lot of juicy pieces of content or, you know, like codes in here for you to take away. So feel free to rewatch this video anytime you feel like you're kind of questioning or doubting yourself, because I believe that, you know, when you really think about this whole process, it's really about you trusting that creative life force within you in order to move with intuition, to move with the inspiration that is inside of you. Okay, so with all that being said, thanks for watching and I'll see you next time. Bye.